This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Great job.
Championship coming soon.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Final score from Houston, the Rockets 131 and the Warriors 116. Houston takes Game 5 of this first-round Western Conference playoff series and sets up a dramatic Game 6 at Chase Center on Friday night.
All righty, that's Tim Roy on the call. And, you know, it's the kind of game you were hoping wouldn't happen. There were some good reasons why it might not happen, but it ended up happening. A Game 5 where the Warriors didn't seem to have much going on, and the Rockets came out with a lot of intensity, and they put that game away after 17 minutes last night, Goo, on their way to a 131-116 win. And now we're coming back to the Bay for Game 6.
And I'm shocked. And I left the lab. We'll call this the lab, Stani, the dojo. You and I said, you brought it up first, and I co-signed. The Rockets were incapable of blowing the Warriors out. And boy, 40 points in the first quarter. And to see it, basically, Roberto Duran, no mas. Kerr waved the white flag. They didn't even, you know, basically get to the third quarter. So I'm shocked. I'm stunned. But I'm going to be careful here because my prediction's out the window. It's not about me, but these are my thoughts. I do go back to the game on Monday, Stani, where Houston had the ball down one with the chance to tie the series. So now I'm getting a little nervous about, is this starting to turn into old versus young? And the reason I go there first early is that's what Draymond, Steph, and Butler looked like yesterday, Stani. They looked old.
Well, listen, I think if for whatever reason the Rockets would have won on Monday, I think that game would have been entirely different last night. Yeah. I mean, I just think it is, and I get it. We want guys to play with unbelievable intensity every single game, but it is so tough when you're up 3-1 and the other team is still together and the other team, you know, is still committed. It's going to be a tough game. I mean, it just is. And they got jumped on early, and it stayed at 30 for so long, and then eventually they pulled the plug. But, you know, that's going to be a big part of, if there is a playoff run, that's going to be a big part of it, Goo.
They're coming. I mean, we went over the schedule.
Yeah, they gotta, you know, if they're not playing well, they got to start thinking about the next game, and that's obviously what Kerr did. So none of the starters played big minutes, and obviously the hope is that on Friday – they come out and play with the effort that the Rockets played with last night.
Now, I'm going to say this to you, and again, I'm disappointed and I'm shocked. I still think the Warriors got this, and we'll be in the house. I'll be in the house Friday. Nobody asked, but I'm excited about that, and hopefully they can handle business. But, Stani, this is the eighth quarter, once that final buzzer went off, to where Steph Curry had 13 points. We saw what he did the previous game. I'm just throwing it to you. Even when the Warriors win, these games have been stout. They've been tough. I've been impressed. I thought the Rockets would lay down and let go of the rope. Do you think it's crazy that maybe they figured something out defensively to where the chef hasn't been the chef, per se, the last eight quarters of playoff basketball?
I mean, I think Thompson's a great defender. He's really, really a good defender. He's long, he's young, hooping. He's quick. And last night, Steph had trouble handling the ball when Thompson was pushing up on him.
Got him so, a couple times, Stani.
You know, the thing I don't...
Talk to me.
They're not going to give up the Rockets. Like, that's the one thing that you got to acknowledge. They're not going to... they're not going to get down and kind of pack it in. And I know this doesn't have, you know, one thing doesn't have to do with the other, but I kind of think it does, is if you look at those games last night, so you got the Rockets who are down 3-1 and they play with unbelievable desperation and they win. And then you look at the Lakers and it felt like they were playing a regular season game last night, down 3-1, and they end up losing. And what just hit me is a team like the Rockets, that's the effort you want from a young team that's down 3-1. And it kind of makes me believe, you know what, that team can grow together. On the other hand, you look at the Lakers and the way they finished their season, I mean, you got to start thinking, we got to make some moves in the offseason.
No doubt.
So, you know, even though...
But you got a 40-year-old and another guy that's basketball fat.
Yeah. And so we'll see. But the
Warriors,
give the Rockets credit.
This was over at half.
It was over. They had a 30-point lead.
Oh, my God.
17 minutes into the game.
Think about that. The team that we thought, and you dubbed, no pun intended, offensively challenged. 40-burger in the first quarter. So I know we have standards here. I want to just throw this away and say they had one to play with, but hold on. When you, Willard, and Grandy and I got together doing a crossover yesterday, we put emphasis in your brilliance. You brought up this is as important as the game against Memphis in the play-in so you can get rest. So when I look at it through that prism, I'm like, this was a letdown, and you don't get that rest. And you got to get right back on the court tomorrow to muster. Not saying you can't. Stoney, I just hope this was their, you know what, we're up 3-1 game. Because if not, then Houston, the Golden State, we do got real issues.
I mean, it does feel like, you know, when Jimmy Butler got to this team, everything changed, and they played really well. But it feels like some fans still think this is the, you know, the Durant era.
You're talking to me because I go there, man.
I feel like there are Warrior fans out there that think, well, if we want to win, then we're gonna win. If we really try and we really want to win a game, they're going to win the game.
But haven't we seen that since the inception of Butler, though, Stoney?
No, we haven't. I mean, we haven't. I don't think. I mean, the Warriors used to be able to, you know, with Durant, as long as they played hard and were conscientious, they were going to win. They had that much talent. This team's not like that. This team's got to be better. This team's got to play the right way. They've got to defend. They can't turn the ball over. And, you know, I think last night, they wanted to take the easy way out, the Warriors. And I understand why. In other words, they wanted to stay in the game, playing at a certain level, and then taking their chances if they were hanging around.
But are you diminishing the Rockets by making that statement out at all, or was that your intent?
This game was all about sense of urgency. The bottom line, period. And that tells me that that game last night tells me that the Rockets, again, they're not going anywhere. They play unbelievably hard, and they're going to be a tough out on Friday.
Man, because they were a tough out on Monday.
Yeah. But now we'll see what happens. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, it was not a great effort by the Warriors last night. There's no doubt about it, and I don't know what you pin it on, but game five, sometimes that happens.
All right, I'm going to say something because I've been holding it. So I was so distraught with what the starters did collectively. I'm not going to come in here and minimize what Guy Santos, Quentin Post, Gary, the reserves did. But, Stoney, that didn't make me feel any damn better at all. And with that said, I have no problem with Kerr not going back to the starters. I don't think they deserve to get that opportunity. So I don't know where you're at, but I'm sitting there watching that game, and I had my eye on it like, oh, this would be an all-time collapse by the Rockets. It didn't happen, but I don't know how much time we're going to spend on the others bringing this game back, because to me, I was mollywopped in regard to disappointment on what we saw from the starters. And Stani, when you talk about rest or lack of rest, they got one day to get today, and then they're back at it tomorrow against this young, fresh bunch. And I'm just wondering, just like a boxing match, is it getting later? Are we getting into the ninth, the 10th round, and you see fighters tire? I hope that's not. Tomorrow will let me know if it's that.
I mean, look, it's no secret that before this series, look, the theme of the Warriors is they're older. They're good. Their three best players are older. And it's not just me or fans talking about the age thing. The Warriors, they are managing these three guys during the playoffs. They have to. They have to look ahead and try to see windows where they might get a little bit of rest. And last night, when you're down 30 at half or whatever it is, you got to pull the plug and put your eggs in Friday's basket. But as far as the Rockets having to put their starters back in, to me,
they're 18
that
years
doesn't
old.
Matter.
Yeah, I'm
it's
with
just,
you.
Like
I'm
it,
with
it's
you.
A nice little effort by the second group, but
I got a problem
I don't
with
think
your
it matters
not
on
a problem.
Friday.
Go ahead, Snoddy. I don't think it's far fetched to feel like I have and Warrior fans that we're not Durant like. But we ain't far off, Stani, and that's why I got this team doing something in the playoffs.
I mean, don't forget those teams had Klay Thompson, who was really, really good. But 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, did you see it coming? Did you see that coming? And if so, does it make your confidence wane at all, not only in terms of this series, but in terms of making that deep run that a lot of people think they can make?